All right, Chevra, we're starting right now at the very, very bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Mabez. Finishing hopefully the Daf today. We'll figure out the last time. I'll text you guys what time is going to work for us. Okay, the bottom line, Daf Mem Zayin Mabez. Says the Gemara. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hevir Hodiyas Maser. Meaning Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped the Vidoy Maser. We had last time, Akiva and I had last time. We learned Becharusa, a big treat for me. It was the idea of Vidoy Maser. That we know something that we saw before. It's supposed to be b'chol, it could be b'chol lashon. We said that Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped with people doing vidoy meiser. My time. Why did he stop vidoy meiser? Again, vidoy meiser is when you admit that you did everything you're supposed to have done. You gave the ger, the levi, everyone. You took care of all the tithing and the fruits. We don't do vidoy meiser anymore because they stopped doing it properly. They didn't do it properly anymore. Rachmana Amar Diyavi Leviim. The Torah says. The Levium are people who are supposed to get part of the Meister as well. This Meister Rishon goes to Levium. And we instead gave it to the Kohanim. Rashi already points out that in the time of Ezra, since the Levium did not make Alila Regal with Ezra, they punished them. They punished them and they stopped giving the Levium Meister Rishon. They gave it to the Kohanim instead. And therefore, for that reason, we can't really say, as the Pasuk says, if you do Meister, it says Vinasata la Levi, which is not true. They don't give to Levim anymore. So because they can't do it. Okay. He doesn't have what that Levi. Since we don't do it anymore, we don't give to the Levium anymore. So we can't say it anymore and have the Levium. And therefore we can't say Vidu Meiser. Amar Shlakish. Sorry, Velodi Ashar Meiser. So why don't we still do Vidui? Lodi is do Vidui. On the rest of the Meiser, we have a lot again, it's Truma, there's Meiser Shani. There's Meister Ani. There's a lot of other things we could be doing. So why don't we say Vidoy about those things? Not everything, but those things. Amar Shlakish Kol Bay She'ein Misvadeh Al Meister Rishon Shuvei Misvadeh Al Shav Meisteros. Rishon says no. It's not like a partial Vidoy. If you can't do Vidoy about everything, you don't do about anything. My time. Why? Amar Bay Ho of a Pasuk Ba Kasav Tchila. Because the very first part of the Pasuk that describes Vidoy is the Pasuk of Nasata Levi. I gave it to the Levi. If you don't have that part of it, you can't continue on. It's the very first part of the vidui. So therefore, since we don't give it to the Levi anymore, we don't do any more vidui at all. The Gemara points out, this implies that they don't do vidui, but they still weren't being mafresh trumas and maestros properly. Michlal dafrushi hu mafreshi. This implies, this whole discussion that we're having over here of still do vidui and the other stuff implies that they were actually doing the other stuff. Michlal, we can deduce that they were still doing hafreshos trumas and maestros besides the maestro rishon. That's how we learn to write something differently. Afu bitel asavidui. This is talking about Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He was mevatel vidui, as we said up to now. And he was gazer al demai. He also made, if you remember, we had this earlier on, we said this as well, that he made a gzera that a person who buys a chacham, chaver, he calls it, someone who's careful with mitzvahs, buys crops from Nam Haaretz. So usually, demai is someone you're not sure if they tithed it or not. So you can ask them. But now we say, don't even ask him, just take it off yourself. Gazer al demai. It was gozer that everyone should take the on demai on crops. You're not sure whether they were tithed or not. Just take your own tithing. Take your own trumas and maestros off it. Why do you do that? He says shalach b'chol gvul Yisrael. The rosh ein mafrishin ela truma gadola b'vad. He took a little survey. He sent around information gathering from all of Eretz Yisrael, and he saw they were only being mafresh truma to the Kohanim. Nothing else. No maestro rishon. No maestro sheni. No maestro ani. Regarding Maestro Sheni, some did and some didn't. It was a split crowd. Amar Lehem, so he said to his Sibor, the people, he said, Banai, Bo v'omer lachem. My sons, listen. Shem Shetruma Gedola Yeshba Avon Misa. It looks like you're very careful with Truma Gedola for the Kohanim. And if you don't do it properly, there's a Chi of Misa attached to not doing it properly. And that's what you're doing it. But just so you understand, Kach Trumas Maestro, Vatevel, Yeshba Avon Misa. If you don't do Meiser properly, or if you don't do any Trumas Meisers and you eat Tevel, it's also a Chiyav Misa attached to it. Amar, therefore, he stood up, v'yiskin lehem halokeach peres me'am ha'aretz, mafresh man Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. He said, therefore, because I want to protect you, if you get anything, if you buy peres from an Amaretz, you go to the Shuk, and you buy peres from someone you don't really know who they are, usually it's called Demai, and we would say, oh, maybe you can ask them, they take Trumas Meisers off of it. But now he says, now that's over. Now that time is over. If you buy from the shuk, you go somewhere with a person who's not, you don't know who he is, if they're careful with Trumas and Maestros, then you yourself take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Now, Maaser Rishon, what do you do with it? Maaser Rishon, Mafrish Mimena, Trumas Maaser. The way it works, just so I think we had this a little bit earlier, but to educate you, if you have 100 units of grain, so the first 2% go to the Truma, to the Kohen. The next, what's remaining, 98, so 9.8%, I mean 10% of what's remaining, goes to Maaser Rishon. That's the Levi. And the Levi takes his 10% and gives 1% of it to the Kohen. So you have over here, it's called Trumas Maaser. So separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Take the Maaser Rishon now and be Mafresh. Be Mafresh it. Mafresh Mena, Trumas Maaser, a tenth of that tenth. Notice to the Kohen, and that you give to the Kohen as well. So you give Truma. So the Truma was already assumed. They already took it off the Amar. So don't worry about that. Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, separate. Take Maaser, a tenth of Maaser Rishon. Give that to the Kohen. Maaser Sheni Ola V'Ochlo B'Yerushalayim. And Maaser Sheni, you can now bring up with you and treat it with Kedusha and eat it in Yerushalayim as the demand of Maaser Sheni is. Now, what you have left right now is Maaser Rishon that you already took 10% off of. And in theory, some other years you have Maaser Sheni. You have Maaser Ani. Every third year is Maaser Ani. So the remaining Maaser Rishon that you took off from already, which was supposed to go to Levi. And the Maaser Ani, which was supposed to go to Aniyim, here, you're allowed to have it yourself. Why? Motzi Mechira Lavaraya. That person, if you want to, again, because I'm not sure really if they're chayv or not, could be they already did tithe it. The Amaretz already gave his Trumos and Maaseros. We don't know. We're playing it safe. But the remaining Maaser that I already have left from giving over to the Kohen, a tenth of it, and the Maaser Ani, I'm not sure you have to do that at all. I'm not even positive. At the end of the day, it's not usher for me to eat those foods. If I gave the Maaser Rishon to the Levi and he wants to come to his house and have food, I could even eat that. It's not usher for me to eat. So I'm not sure if the Amaretz did or did not separate Trumas from Maaseros. And therefore, we say, you know what you're going to do? You're going to eat them yourself. Because if someone wants to prove to you that it really should go to them, then let them come and prove it. Most Mechavero, they want to take it out of my hands. Love Raya, let them prove that the Amaretz did not take Trumas from Maaseros. Now, again, things like Truma, or things of that nature. If you eat truma, then you're chayav misa. It's a very serious thing we're saying. This is Gemara we're saying. But if I eat Maaser Rishon, it's not really. I'm not supposed to eat it because it's supposed to be the Levi's. But if the Levi wants to give me Maaser Rishon that I gave him, he wants to give me for a snack, I can eat it. If the Kohen wants to give me truma for a snack, I can't eat it. I'm not a Kohen. So therefore, these over here, Maaser Ani and Maaser Rishon, after you already took truma and gave it to the Kohen, those things might actually be yours. We don't know. We're not sure. And you're allowed to eat those types of foods normally. You just can't eat it without separating it first. Like if the Levi would give it to you, or the Ani would give it to you, you can eat those foods. That usher, like Truma, would be usher for you to eat, even if the Kohen gives it to you. So therefore, it's possible that the Amaretz actually did give Truma to Maaseros. And therefore, prove to me he didn't, and I'm allowed to have it until you prove it to me. The whole point here is we have a kasha. This whole thing's a kasha. What's the kasha? We said a minute ago, why don't we do Vidoy Maaser for everything but Maaser Rishon, which imply they did Truma to Maaseros properly. But now we're saying, No one was doing it. That's why Yochanan Kohen Gadol made his whole takana, because no one was doing Trumas and Maaseros properly. At least half of the people were doing it. So the Gemara answer is Tarti Tikin. Yochanan Kohen Gadol made two separate takanas. First of all, Bitzel Vidoy the Chaverim. He was Mevatel the Vidoy of the Vidoy Maaser that the Chaverim, which was like the people who are careful with Halacha, they were doing everything properly, except for they didn't give their Maaser Rishon to a Levi, they gave it to a Kohen, as Ezra was Mitzakin, as Ezra decreed, and punished the Levim for not coming back to Yerushalayim with him, to Eretz Yisrael with him. So therefore, that was what happened with the Chaverim, the people who were careful with mitzvahs. Regarding the other survey that he took, it was that no one seemed to be doing Maaser properly. That's because they were Amaratzim, and there he made a separate Takana. The Gazer al-Demai, Shal Amaratz, separate Takana he made on the Amaratzim, the Amaratz, who were not careful, but there were two separate discussions. When we talk about not doing Vidu Maaser anymore, he was talking to the Chaverim, to the Tzadikim, who did everything else properly. So the Gemara suggests that maybe they should still say Vidoy. We say you don't, because you missed the first one, which is the Levi one. But at least the Havmin was that you can, because they do take the tithing off. But here we say no, these over here, they do not do. Okay. That's why I made a Takana for the Amaratzim. It says that the Mishnah, quoting Mr. Vafu Bitel Esam Orim, Yochan Gadol also was Vatel Orim. What does Orim mean? My Orim. What does that mean? So I'm a Rachba. Rachba says, every day the Levim would stand by their platform and they would say, wake up, why are you sleeping, Hashem? So Yochan Gadol says to the Levim, does Hashem sleep? It says, Hashem does not sleep, does not slumber. What do you mean, wake up, Hashem? So when you
I love that song.
What's that?
It's a great song.
Maybe you'll sing that when you speak.
It's a great song. You know, you
that,
know,
that low, passage, yeah, sing it to everyone when we speak at the Siyum. Okay. Anyways, says the Gemara, El Bizman Shisrael Shri Mitzar, who was Ola Benachas Vishalva, Lakach Nemar Ura Lamitzin Hashem. What mean when Bnei Israel is dwelling in pain, and the nations of the world are sitting Benachas Vishalva, peace and tranquility, then we say Ura Lamitzin Hashem. But right now, everything's fine. The world's good. We're all in a good place. No reason to say Hashem is sleeping. It's not, the world is fine. There's no reason to do it. So he stopped the Ma'orim. He stopped people who were awakening Hashem. You don't need to wake Hashem. He's awake already. If we were in a time of sorrow and slumber, of difficulty, then I understand it. But that's not the case right now, so no reason to say these words anymore. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Vesa Nokfim. We also stopped the Nokfim. Yochanan Gadol made a decree to stop people who knock, who bang and or knock. What does that mean, the Nokfim? Says the Gemara. I lost my place. Oh, my Nokfim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So you Misartin Le'egel Bein Karnav. They used to give a cut to the animal, to the eagle, to the calf, between his horns, like right above his eyes. What happened was the blood would then, he pulled down be'inav, the blood would kind of drip in his eyes. He would be all distracted. And it made it easier to shech the animal. The animal wasn't fighting because he wasn't noticing what was going around. He was too distracted with blood in his eyes. And he would give a quick shechita, and he wouldn't fight. He wouldn't see what was coming. That's why they used to do it that way. And he said, stop. Also, ihu batil. He said, no more. Why? Because it looks like you're creating a mum, a blemish. You have this guy, this animal's got blood dripping everywhere in his face. And then you're shechting him and you know, eating him or shechting him and offering him. It sounds like you're using it, you're offering a mum, or you're eating a baal mum, something that's not kosher because it's blemish. We don't want to create that perception. So stop cutting the eye area. Tana, sorry, but Tana, in the Brisa, it was taught a little differently. She chovtin oso b'maklus. They're actually oso looks like Avodah Zarah. They used to also like kind of distract the animals. They would kind of hit him with sticks. They would bang him with sticks, and he'd be all distracted. And I guess it made life easier to grab him and check them. And that's what they did. Also, the old Avodah Zarah would do the same thing with their animals. They would hit them with sticks. Apparently, that was a common practice in those days. Amar lehem, ad masayatem ma'achil nevelos lemizbech. Rabbi Yochanan Gadol says to the people who are doing this, how long are you going to do this? And by doing that, you're going to end up giving Nevelos, given unshechted, non-slaughtered animals to the Mizbech, if you keep on doing this. Gemara says, Nevelos, that's a strange thing to say. Hashachalu, they did shecht it in the end. So why are you calling it a Nevela? Nevela is an animal that died that was not shechted. It's not a Nevela. Ella rather, say, Trefos. How long are you going to, how much are you going to continue offering Trefos? Trefos is an animal that's kosher and was shechted, but had a disease or was injured in a way that it wouldn't survive the year. You're making Trefos. Shemani cave krum shalmoach. Maybe when you're banging the animal, you're going to split the animal's, brain membrane. And by doing so, the animal is going to be given a wound that's going to die within the year. And that makes a trefa. And by doing what you're doing, you're creating a trefa animals. Why doing this? Amatz, we got up. Yochanan Gadol got up. He's going to have tabaot bekarka. He made a new plan. He arranged. He set up tabaot. Tabaot are rings. They had these metal rings that were in the base of Mikdash area. And every mishmar, Kohen family had their own ring, and the animals would be taken to the ring, and they would be kind of locked into the area so the animal could move and you could shecht it easier. The whole point of all these things over here was to make the shechting and the grabbing the shechting an easier thing to distract the animal. But these things would either cause as mum or people could make a trefa. So Yochanan Gadol instituted instead to have rings that were arranged in the base of Mikdash area, where each mishmar had their own ring, and they were able to put the animal there and check the animal properly. Okay. Finally, before the Mishnah, make sure we get to Ad Yamav Hayapatish Makab Yerushalayim. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, until his days, used to be a banging of a hammer in Yerushalayim. Everyone heard them. That was even Bechol Shemoid, says the Gemara. Achol Moid, because everyone, you're allowed to do Dover of it, allowed to work that would otherwise create financial loss. That's what they would do, but since people didn't realize what they were doing, he stopped them from doing work in Chol Moid. And Kol Yomav Lo Hayad and Tzarich Lishol Al Demai. The Mishnah ended, the last Mishnah we did, is that no one had to ever ask anymore about whether Demai was okay or not. As we said, to keep that Amran, we said already that they would they started now all taking off tithing anyways, and therefore there's no reason to ask an Amaretz whether or not it was tithed. You just do it on your own. Okay, Mishnah. This might be the second last Mishnah we have in the Masechta. Says the Mishnah as follows. Mishabatla Sanhedrin, Batal Hashir, Mibesa Mishtos. When the Sanhedrin was no longer in session anymore, meaning when it stopped meeting, when the Sanhedrin was Mibatal, Batal Hashir, Mibesa Mishtos. No longer were you allowed to play music in places where they had alcohol. You couldn't go to the club anymore, boys. No more clubs for you. No more dancing for you. I know. I see you're surprised. I apologize for telling you right this late in the year. I figured better to be Shogim than be Mizidim. Anyways, back in the Mishnah, Shenemar, but Shir lo yishtu yayin v'gomer. With what you're singing, you shouldn't be drinking wine. There's only so much pleasure a person could have now at this point in time in the world when there's no Sanhedrin anymore. You can't both drink and sing at the same time. You got to pick one or the other. Says the Mishnah further, Mishamesu Nevi'im Ach Rishonim, when their earlier Nevi'im died, Bala Ur Metumim, the Ur Metumim, which was the breastplate that the Kohanim would ask and get insight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from and give word back to the king, whoever asked questions. So that was no longer going on after the Nevi'im Rishonim died. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Batal HaShamir, Benofes Tzufim. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir worm. So it means later on, the Shamir worm and the Nofet Sufim, which is a type of sweet nectar. Again, we'll see what that means later on. Those things no longer were around anymore. We'll see what those things were used for later on today, but they were not around anymore. Upasku Anshe Amana Yisrael. And the people of Amana, people who believed in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that stopped as well. Basically, it was destroyed. Where else we have the idea of Anshe Amana? We had that idea of Anshe Amana recently. We called someone recently Kitanim. They were Mikatne Yamana. They were the opposite of Anshe Yamana. They were Mikatne Yamana. Remember what that was about? What do you got, Aaron? What do you got for me, Aaron?
Was it when we were talking about where he gave it back? Elisha, I think.
Good, excellent. Elisha and the bears, right? Those people who ran out. Yeah. They said you made us bald one. You made us bald because now we can't do our job anymore. You brought water to a land that we were providing with water, and he said, "What, you don't believe? You can't. Hashem can't find other ways to give you guys money. You're katne amuna." Okay. Shneimar in the pasuk goes, "Shia Hashem ki gemar chasid. Hashem saved me because the time of the chasid was finished." And you see again over here this idea that. It says pasuk says keep, and it goes on kipasu. I'm reading in Tehillim Yud Beis Beis kipasu emunim bibnei adam, that no longer do we have people who bali emuna, people who are trusted people from mankind. They're gone. You see over here, this is the first two apparently when the Beis Beis was destroyed. Shemil Mil Omer Heid Rabbi Yeshua testified Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Ein Yom Shein Boklalav Lo Yara Atal Lebracha Manita Al Tama Peres, that Beis Beis was destroyed. There was no day that didn't have along it some bad curse, and no longer did the dew fall and provide bracha for the world, and even the fruits of the peros nital tam had their flavors taken out. It was less of a potent strong flavor of the fruits. We also see omer af nital shuman peros, not only with the tastes, but even like the shuman, the nourishment of the fruits. You see over here a very important thing. We believe that spirituality and physicality basically being destroyed should have nothing to do with how the crops grow at all. But everything is intertwined. When there's less kedusha in the world, the physicality also is mourning. The taste is different. The nourishment is different. Everything changes. The basement is destroyed. Shuv ben Elazar Omer Hatara Natla Es Hareach Es Hamaisros Natlu Es Shuman Hadagan. Shuv ben Elazar says when they were not so pure anymore, people stopped being so pure. That's why the smell, the scent, the flavor, the taste of the fruits went away, or as it diminished. And because of what happened with the maestros, the lack of properly tithing food, that's why the nourishment of the food became less powerful. Okay. Prostitution, sexual immorality, and sorcery, that destroyed everything. Meaning when people started to act in these very inappropriate ways, both sexually as well as spiritual, using spiritual forces in a negative fashion, that's why the world changed its tune and why things became the way they are today, which is more of a tasteless, or less potent taste. Okay. The Mishnah earlier on quoted a pasuk, Bashir lo yishtu yayin, and it assumed that this was about talking about the Sanhedrin was Bevatel. So the Gemara over here, remind the Mishnah about the Sanhedrin, because if How do you know this pasuk over here is written about when it says over here that don't drink while you're listening to music? How do you know it's about the Sanhedrin being mevatel? So Amar Rav Yehuna, Braid Rav Yeshua, the Amar Kra, it says in the pasuk, Zekenim Mishar, Zekenim Mishar Shabbasu, Bachrim Miniginasam, Zekenim Shabbas, like Shabbas, like they rested from being in the Shar, which means the Zekenim rested from being the Shar, the gate is where they used to judge, they rested from being judges. And then the pasuk says, the Bachurim rested then from their singing. So we no longer do we when we stopped, they stopped when we stopped sitting in the courts. Sanhedrin did. So then we stopped with the celebrations of drinking and singing together. Amar Rav. Rav says Udna Deshama Zimra Teakir. The ear. Udna is the ear. The ozen. The dal in Aramaic is a zayin in Hebrew. The ozen that hears music should be cut off. Teakir. Should be uprooted, taken away. Amarava Zimra Bebesa Churba Besifa. Music in your home, it creates a churba, destruction in your opening of your home, in the front of your home. Shadamar to the Pasuk says, Shadamar, Yishkol Yisharir Bachalon, Cherev Basaf, Cherev Chori Basaf, Ki Arza Eira. Which means the song of singing is in the windows. Then your saf and your opening, your entranceway is going to be chorev, it's going to be destroyed because arza eira, which means your cedars are eira. What eira means, we'll see in a minute. But the pasuk shot is that it's destroyed. Your cedars are destroyed. Your house made of cedars, like a cedar wood, is destroyed. My ki arza eira. What does that mean, that phrase? Because the word eira sounds like the word ear, like a city. So Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, v'chi Bayis HaMesubach Barazim Irhu is a house that is layered, that's made out of cedar wood. Is that called a city? What does it mean, Eira? Like an ear. El Afilu Bayis HaMesubach Barazim Misro Ea. Even a house that is, again, that's layered, that's made up of Arazim, of cedar, a very strong tree. Misro Ea, says Rashi, it means it's going to be like shaken. It's going to be shaken. It's going to be destroyed as well. If you have music and you play in your home, you treat the world like everything's fine when things are not fine, basically it's destroyed. So Sanhedrin is no longer sitting anymore. The world should realize that's why we have this custom. I'm sure you all know this already. It's one of these customs that kind of gets like misunderstood at this point in time. But you break a glass under a wedding, under the chuppah at the wedding. Why we do that? We do that. Is that? Tell them, I think 11 o'clock, 11:05 maybe something. Why is that the case? We break a glass. The reason why is very simple. We're trying to remember that the world is not great. We're having a hard time right now. We are, we're missing a base of mitzvah. Yet nowadays, when you drop a glass in the middle of wherever you drop it, so everyone's like mazel tov, but it's not a mazel tov. It's a sad thing with breaking the glass. So it's a little bit of not misunderstood. But now we have to make sure we lower our level of simcha, and therefore even a house that's so strong, if you sing in it, it's going to crumble. It will not. It's not how to treat it. Amar Bashi Shema Mina. We see over here, it must be that when a destruction would hit a house, it starts in the safe, it starts in the opening, the entranceway. Shnemar, as we mentioned the pasuk now, Chorev Basaf. Chorev Basaf, which means that the destruction is in the opening. Or you can say from the words of Ushia Yukas Shar. Shia is like this damaging spirit. We'll see in a minute what it is. But Rashi puts out of here, when you had a house that was desolate, that no one was living in it, so Shia. This thing called Shia, this spirit would hit down the shard, the opening, the gates. So we see here again that we have this idea the opening gates is where destruction begins in a home. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar Bar Vashi, L'didi Chazili, I saw the spirit one time do damage in a home, U'menagech Kisura, and it was like goring around, banging things just like an ox, like a shore. Amar Rav Huna, Zimra dinagdi udibakri shari. Your Zimra singing is allowed if you are a nagdi, says Rashi, if you are like a sailor, or if you're bakri, says Rashi, if you are like someone who plows fields. Singing there, it keeps you in a zone, it distracts you, it allows you to do your work better. But the gardai usr, but gardai, which are weavers, it's usr to sing. Because they're just like playing around, you don't need it to distract yourself. It's a different type of job. The job there, you don't need to distract yourself so much if you're a weaver.
Is this halacha l'maisa?
So, I mean, yes and no. Rabbi David, I think, does not listen to music. I don't think that's what I heard. Someone told me that. But I think.
I've heard him say that.
Heard him say that also. Yeah, but I think that the world in general, Yerushalayim, people are more makbid about, let's say, a certain amount of instruments at a you know, in a sitting. But I think in general, out of Yerushalayim, this is not a hakpada people usually have. I don't think so. Rav Huna batel zimra. Rav Huna said, like Jonathan pointed over here, Rav Huna said over here, you know what? No more music. Stop the music. You can batel it. Kam mea avzi bezuza. Umea sa chiti bezuza. It became a real recession in the world. Meaning basically people stopped being productive, I guess, because music was done to help people do better, be more productive, more work. So when they stopped singing, so prices, you know, everything like dropped. No one really bought things anymore. And you can get mea avzi, 100 geese would cost one zuz. And 100 sa of chita, 100 measurements of chita, would cost a single zuz. Lo yibai. It was so cheap, but no one wanted it. No one bought it anyways, because people couldn't afford to even pay for anything at all. Again, just business changed. Without song, people were not distracted. They couldn't do their work well. And the things became so much cheaper because no one was buying anything at all. And Mar says, when that happened, Asr of Chizda, Zilzobay. He was Mzalzil of Takana. He took away. He rejected his Takana and said, you can play music. And then things got picked up. Iboy of Avza Bezuzza. They tried to find even one goose for a zuz. Below Mishtakach, and they couldn't find it. They were all bought up. So you had to get 100 geese for one zuz. No one wanted it. No one was dealing with it. The music changed everything. And then when they put music back in again, so then it went up 100 times the value. And even then, everyone grabbed it. You couldn't find even to buy. Okay. Amar Yosef. Zimri Gabri V'Aninashi Pritzusa. If a man sings and women kind of harmonize with them or respond to their singing, that's Pritzus. Zamri Nashi V'Ani Gabri Keish B'Noris. If women sing and men respond, that's like even worse. That's like, flammable fire. Very flammable fire. That's dangerous. Because again, here, Rashi worked out of here that if the men are answering, they have to listen to women singing. If the men are singing, women are harmonizing with them, then maybe the men don't listen to them even. That's priestess, but it's not like the men aren't doing anything necessarily wrong. But here, if the men have to respond to the women, they have to listen to women singing first. And that would be wrong. Manaf Kamino, who cares regarding like which is worse than the other one? They're both bad. Why does it matter? Mar says, here, I'll tell you why. It says, Betulei ha makmeha. If you have to choose, let's say you're a rabbi of a shul, and there's men singing, women responding, women singing, men responding. You want to know which one should I? And the tzibur guest says to you, you can knock off one of those two. Which one do you knock off? The Betulei ha makmeha. Which one should be mevatel before the other one? We know now the second one is more dangerous. Women sings and men answer is a more dangerous thing, and that's what you should knock off if you have a choice. Okay. Amar Yochanan. Kol shose ba'arba mine zemer, maybe chamesh pranas olam. Whoever drinks wine with four musical instruments at the same time, he brings five pranas to the world. The pasuk over here, I'm going to read to you inside the actual Navi I brought with me over here. Yishaya Perikei. So can you all through test above? Let's get that ready for us. One second.
What does he bring to the world?
He brings Puranos, bad tidings. Puranos is bad tidings to the world. So the puzzle says over here, it says, let me look inside here. One second, sorry. Yishaya, hey. Yud Aleph. Hoy mashkime ba boker shechar yurdofu, macharei ba neshef yain yadli came. The puzzle goes on. Vaya kinur vanevel tof v'chalil v'yain mishtehem. The puzzle goes on. V'es poel Hashem poel Hashem lo yabitu. That's where the puzzle stops for now. So what does that mean? It means, hoy means over here like, whoa. What are those who get up early in the morning and they run after shechar, alcohol? They stay late at nighttime, and what they get, and wine is what light keeps them going, what lights them up. And then again, this is part of here with the musical instruments. There's a kinur, there's a nevel, a tof, and a chalil, and yain mishtehem, drinking wine with all these four instruments. Again, a harp, a lyre, L-Y-R-E, a drum, and a flute. They have these four instruments with wine. It's pol Hashem le'abitu. They don't see Hashem. So a person, again, who combines the music with the drinking loses sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. What is it afterwards? It says, Lachain, next part, next passage, Lachain, Second. Sorry, puzzle you again. Gala ami miblidas. That then my nation was exiled without them knowing about it even. Shagurman galus the olam. You see over here, this action causes galus to the world. If you drink and you play music and you have such levity, it brings galus to the world. Uchvodo misay rav. And the people who are honored will die of starvation. See over here again, what happens now? Shmivim rav olam. You ask before Aaron what Puranos is all Puranos. It brings galus, it brings famine. V'hamono tzichet sama, which means, and the masses, they're parched with thirst. They can barely, they're so thirsty. Shagarma l'Torah, shidishach melobdeah. Here it's referring to Torah, that Torah is, it causes Torah to be missing people from learning it. We compare Torah to water, and thirsty means that no one, everyone is very, is looking for the thirsty. There's no one there to learn Torah, no one's learning anymore. The pasuk goes on, it says, in Pasuk Tesvav, that same parak, Parak Hei Yishaya, Vayishach Adam Vayishpal Ish, that man will bow and be lowered. Shegorben Shfelus L'Sono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This causes lowliness to the people who hate Hashem. Again, it's a euphemism. It's not taken literally. It's said in a nice way because it's talking really about us. It causes us to be lowered. The Einish El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with the word Ish over here, again, Vayishpal Ish means we are, man is lowered, and Hashem even is lowered. Where else do we see this idea that Hashem was called Ish? Where else do we see that idea? Remember, guys? So Hashem called Ish?
As Yashir?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Where do we find that? What was it related to, that idea? You're correct. What about that we mentioned that Hashem's called Ish? Why would that come up in Gemara?
Was by Goliath.
Excellent. Goliath says, "Send me an ish." Right? I mean, I'll take Hashem on. And what does Hashem do? He sends him a ben ish. Right? David Melch, ben ish Efrati, sends him a ben ish to take him down instead. Very good. Okay. Back in the Gemara. The Ene Gvohim Tishtapelna, and the eyes of those who are haughty, who are on a high, you should lower. Shagorman Shriflo Shal Yisrael. It causes Bnei Yisrael to be lowered. But Maksiv Achar, what says afterwards? It says, Lachain Yerchiva Shol Nafsha. One second, go back for a second. Lachain Yerchiva Shol Nafsha Ufara Pia Livli Chok Yarad Hadara Vahamona Ushona Valezba. This is the last pasuk we have over here in that same section over here. So all things are going to happen if you play music and sing at the same time and drink at the same time. So this pasuk here means Achin Yerchiva means, therefore the Sheol, the lower area of the world, means like Gehenim. It expands its nafsha, its appetite. Ufara Pia Livli Chok, and it opens its mouth up so wide. And the Arad Hadara Amona, the masses and the splendor all fall into Gehenim. Ushona Valezba. And what's that, Akiva? He's over here. Your dad's here, Akiva.
Ah, very good.
This is our Sota group. Finishing up. Perfect. Yeah, one over here. Put it there.
Yeah. Okay. To the fridge.
Akiva, you're lucky. You got to share with us. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so this is the fridge.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, thank you very much.
This one?
Yeah.
Fine. Great.
Thank you very much. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Okay. You got it. This last part of here is that Ushona Abelezba means whoever is enjoying it, whoever is enjoying Alez, is like delighting in this music and drinking, those who delight in it were the ones who were swallowed up by the Gehenim. Hold on one second, I'm sorry. Let's pause for a quick second. Top of Memches Amabez. Mishamesu Nevim Rishonim. The Gemara said before that when the Nevim Rishonim die, so things change. We mentioned last time. I think we said the Urim V'Tumim were no longer being used. The Gemara is going to mention this. What's the Nevi'im Rishonim? My Nevi'im Rishonim. Amar Rav Huna is a David Shmuel Ushlomo. That period of time when David Shmuel and Shlomo, when they passed in the world, that's when the Urim V'Tumim stopped. Rav Nachman Amar Bimei David Zimnim Salik Zimnim Lo Salik. In the time of David and Melech, there were some times when it went up, meaning when it worked, when Urim and Tumim actually did his job, and there were times when it didn't do his job. It didn't always work. Sharei Shaul Tzadok va'alsalo. When David asked Shaul Tzadok HaKohen, it did work. Shaul Evyasar HaKohen v'lo also. Did not work when he asked Evyasar. Shneimar v'yal Evyasar. Evyasar was taken up. In the, Rashi points out here a story that when Avshalom was chasing after David HaMelech, Avshalom was David's son. We had Avshalom before in the Gemara. We had quoted him the other day also with his long hair when he was chasing David HaMelech. So David HaMelech went to Urim and Tumim to speak to the Kohen to speak, see what happened. Avyasar was unable to get an answer for him. So he got fired. Avyasar got fired from his Urim and Tumim job. He was Alsa. He was taken out of his Yal. He was taken out of his position of the Kohen Gadol. And Tzadok instead was the one who was able to answer for David. Mesiv Rabba Bar Shmuel. We're now going to challenge this idea that the Levim Rishonim when the Urim and Tumim stopped working was by the time of David and Shaul and Shlomo and Shaul and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, is it true? Mesiv. Mesiv from that Rabba Bar Shmuel. But he with Rosh Elokim, Yemei Zecharia, Mevin Bir Os Elokim. This over here is written referring to the time of, according to Rashi over here, says Bimei Yehuda, the time of Yoash, much, much later date. And it says that they would try to seek out Elohim. They would seek out Hashem in the days of Zechariah, who was able to understand how to see Hashem. So what does it mean to seek out Hashem? Usually it means Urim V'Tumim. My lab Urim V'Tumim doesn't mean that he was even well after David HaMelech, well after Shlomo HaMelech. They were still seeking out Urim V'Tumim. Well, the Nevi'im. No, it's talking about the Nevi'im that they would seek out, not Urim V'Tumim. So we're still keeping our rules that the Nevi'im Rishonim ended by Shlomo HaMelech. That's when the Urim V'Tumim stopped. Kumar says, 1 second, Tashma. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Rishon Batlu Ari Migrash Upasku Urim V'Tumim Upasak Melech Mibeis David. The Brisa goes on. We'll pause for 1 second over there. The time of Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash, the Ari Migrash were no longer kept, and the Urim V'Tumim stopped. Urim V'Tumim stopped. Beis Hamikdash was destroyed well after Shlomo Melech died, which means that the Urim V'Tumim was working apparently until past Shlomo Melech's time. Against what we said above, where have we seen before the Ari Migrash? Rather before in the Ari Migrash. Who remembers?
How did you define Ari Migrash?
It was this outside of a city, we had certain fields that were left open as fields. Remember we had this beforehand?
We're talking about Paya and like
it. I had a Paya discussion, but I like the guess.
All right.
It was found in Daf Chav Zayin Mabez. In all the Bobayoms. Bobayom, we had a discussion about the Levium. We had Alpayim Amma, 2,000 Amma, 1,000 Amma. We said, what does it mean? Bobayom, they're darshaned out. 1,000 Amma was for the for planting. 1,000 Amma was for beauty. That was the Ari Migrash of the Levium. Remember that? Sound familiar? Okay, anyways. That was the Ari Migrash. And they also... the Urim V'Tumim stopped, we said. That's why it's a Kasha and Ari Gemara here. And also that no longer did the Davidic line continue. With Pasuk Melech, we based David. David Melech's reign ended as far as his descendants. Says the Gemara, V'im lachshach adam lomar, someone's going to whisper to you and say to you, what do you mean by Yomer? Is it not a pasuk that says, V'yomer hatirshasalehem. Asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim ad amod kohen leurim v'tumim ulutumim. The Tirshasa is a governor, like an official. The governor at the time of Ezra. Ezra was not the second Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. And the official says to them, you can't eat the kodesh kadoshim until the kohen comes and he tells what the urim v'tumim is going to say. Which means urim v'tumim sounds like it was around even in Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Not Rishon even. So if someone tells it to you, emr lo, say back to him. No, what it meant was like saying when pigs fly. It's like someone saying to you, you can eat Kodesh again when Mashiach comes, David HaMelech comes back. That's what it really is. It wasn't saying we're actually going to ask Urim V'Tumim. It was pointing out, you're not eating Kodesh anymore. You can't eat it until Urim V'Tumim comes back, and that's not happening anytime soon. So you can forget about it. But over here you see that either way, even if you hold by the first part of the Braisa, that basically the Sharishon is what caused Urim V'Tumim to stop, that's well after the time of David HaMelech and Shlomo and Shmuel. So Gemara answers, El Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ma Nevi'im Rishonim, what does Nevi'im Rishonim mean? Lafuki Mechagas Chayim Malachi, Zachronim Nehum. Nevi'im Rishonim means that the Urim V'Tumim lasted all the way up until the minor prophet days, in the Treasar days, till the very end of them, which is Chagas Chayim Malachi, they're called the Nevi'im Achronim. And therefore, Nevi'im Rishonim was until Chagas Chayim Malachi, and that's what Urim V'Tumim lasted. And then it starts from the Nevi'im Achronim, which is Chagat Chayim Lachim. How many are called Nevi'im Achronim? Tatan Rabbanan, Mishamesu Chagat Chayim Lachim, the stock of Ruch HaKodesh from Israel. When Chagat Chayim Lachim died, the Ruch HaKodesh stopped, it left Bnei Israel. But even so, there were still moments when there was not Ruch HaKodesh, but there was still a Baskol that came out. Where do you have Baskol beforehand? We had two Baskols in Sechah Sotah. Two Baskols. Who remembers? Yeah, what do you got, Akiva? 43? 34? 40 days. Excellent.
Comes out.
Beautiful. The very dot Beis Aleph. Excellent, Kiva. We started the whole Besechta together, coming full circle. Dot Beis Aleph. 40 is where baby's born. A Baskol announces. Very good. What's the second one? Second Baskol. Who remembers? Daf Lama Gimel Amar Aleph. Lama Gimel Amar Aleph. Remember, guys?
Yeah, when they weren't speaking Aramaic.
Excellent. Aramaic, we said. Baskol does speak Aramaic. We would go to Toop's case, the Baskol speak Aramaic. We said, oh, either that was Gabriel, who taught Yosef the last, you know, all the languages, or it was the Baskol's job was to let people know, so therefore it wasn't able to use Aramaic. Here's Baskol number three that we have. So here we say that even though they couldn't have Nevuah anymore, Ruch HaKodesh, but they still had a Baskol. We'll tell some stories where you see that right now. Says the Gemara, Japam Achas Ayum Subim Ba'aliyas Beis Guria. Yericho. There was a story. People were sitting together in an attic in Beis Guria in Yericho. Nasna Le'an Baskol Min Hashemayim. Baskol comes down. V'Amar and says, Yesh Bachem Adam Echad Sheroy Shetishra Shechina Love. You should know somewhere among you, someone among you right now is deserving of being a Navi. The Shechina should dwell upon him. El She'ein Dor Roy Lekach. But the reason why he's not is because your generation is not fitting for it. Nidnu Enam B'Hillel HaZakin. And they saw, looked around. They saw, oh, must be Hillel. And when he died, Shemes, when Hillel died, he's Bidu. They eulogized him. Hey Chassid, hey Anav, whoa, a great pious person, whoa, a humble person. Talmidos Shel Ezra, a Talmud of Ezra HaSofer. He was from the character of the great Ezra HaSofer. Okay, another similar story we have with Baskol as well. Shupam Acheres Hayim Subim Baliyah BeYavne. Apparently, these things happen in attics. Apparently, in the attic in Yavne, Nasal and Baskol Menas Shemayim again. Rabbi sitting together in Yavne. And Baskol comes, Amrlehen, Yishbachem Adam Echad Shroy Shishra Shechina Love. Again, is a man among you who's deserving to be a Navi. Shechina should dwell with him. El She'ein Dorim Zgayimkach, but the generation is not allowed for it. I was saying, B'Shmuel HaKatan. They looked at Shmuel HaKatan and said, oh, you're the one. Shemes, when he died, he's Bidu. They eulogized him, Hey Anav, Hey Chasid. Talmid Shor Hillel. He was like a student of Hillel. He followed in Hillel's ways. Woe is to us in the loss of this Anav and this Chasid. But Afu Omer and Shmuel HaKatan himself said, B'shasmi Sassan, Shimon v'Yishmael l'charava, v'chavrohi l'ktala, v'shar ama l'biza, v'akan sagin asidin l'meisei al ama. V'afhu omer. Yeah. And he said, before he died, he said, Shimon and Yishmael, he had like a level of a prophecy. Shimon and Yishmael, Rashi puts out of here, it's probably Shimon the Nasi and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. We know the people who were killed as part of the Arugi Malchus. He said they're going to die by Cherev, by sword, and their friends, the other Arugi Malchus, will die by Ktala, by death, by other Misos. Rashi went out of here, each one differently, each one different cruel and inhumane death. The Shar Amma Leviz, the rest of the nation is going to be taken as spoils. The Akan Sagi and Asidin Limesial Amma, and Sagi means a lot. A lot of distress, akan is like distress, are going to end up falling upon the Mesi, to come upon Bnei Yisrael. V'afor Yehuda ben Baba bikshu lamar hey chassid hey anav. And when Yehuda ben Baba died, they also wanted to say about him, woe is to this chassid who was lost and this anav who was lost. But nitrafasha, the time didn't allow for it. The time was not able to do it. She'im aspidin al Ruge Malchus. Yehuda ben Baba was killed by the Ruge Malchus, by one of the ten martyrs. And if you were maspid, one of you were killed by the government. The government would look at it as a rebellion. You're being maspid, someone who he killed. So they couldn't do the hesped, but they would have. He was deserving of that hesped as well. Okay, a few minutes, we'll stop at the bottom of the page. It says Gemara quickly. The Shamir worm. The Shamir referring to the Shamir worm that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash with. The Shamir worm is a very unusual worm. It was able to to carve out stone. It was able to, that's what they used to carve out the stones, this worm in the base of the Shemar. That the house, when it was being built, was a full stone built from quarry. How is it a full stone from the quarry? How is that possible? It's like it sounds like. I mean, they took the stone was taken from the quarry directly, and they didn't do anything else. They didn't have to do anything besides that. The Shamir worm took care of it to make sure that it was ready to be used in that form. This is back to Rabbi Huda. How can you say that? Baruch Kvar Nemar says, Kol el avanim yikaros, muguros b'migreh, that all these precious stones were sawed with saws. They were worked. There was metal. There was blade. They were worked. What do you mean? It was natural. It came the way that it did, and it was put in right away. How could that be? It doesn't sound like a way from the Navi. In Cain, so that's the case. What does it mean when it says you never heard in the base of Mikdash area the sounds of barzel of axes and hammers and metal? What do you mean? According to you, they sawed things up, so you shouldn't hear them. So he says, no, they would fix it outside. They would bring it in after they first worked on it outside. What does that sound like to you, that Lashon? They would fix it outside and bring it in afterwards? What does that sound like to you? Something we did in Sota beforehand? And we quoted the other day, I think, when Shir. What does it sound like? Fix it from the outside, brought it in afterwards?
Oh, we're talking about the dirt, like the dirt. Excellent. Under the...
Excellent, the dirt. They have to do the whole Maisa Sota, the waters from the dirt inside. They bring it from the outside. Very good, Jano. Okay, back in the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe said back to this discussion with Rehuda and Rebbe Nechemia, but they did, whether the stones were full stones and the Shamir worm took care of it, or they were broken by metal and axes and hammers. It says, near and dear Rehuda, but Be'avnei and Mikdash. I think Rehuda makes most sense to me regarding the stones based in Mikdash. Dear Rebbe Nechemia, Be'avnei Beso. And when Shlomo Melch was describing the workings and the sawing, that was the houses that the stones of his own personal house. That's what he meant over there. But really, the Beis HaMikdash stones were by the Shamir worm. Rabbi Nechemi, who argued and said that everything was done with metal, and they made it with hammers and saws. Shamir Lamai also. Why did he have a Shamir worm? Again, we all accepted that something called the Shamir worm that did a job of like engraving in the stones. And carving them out. Why was it needed if you just use saws? Quarter of Nechemia. So we need it for the following time. The Avnei Ephod, it had the names of the Shvatim written on them, the Avanim, and they didn't write with them in ink, because it says over here it was engraved. It was an engraved seal. They also couldn't scratch it out. They couldn't engrave it with an izem, with like a little scalpel. It says the puzzle be below some, have to be full. So how do you have not ink, but not missing any material? Elakosev aleim b'dio, umar lehen shamir mibuchutz. So they would write it with ink, and they would put the shamir worm right next to the writing. V'henik baos meileim, and this shamir worm had this ability. He would, I don't know what he'd do. Look at it, whatever you do, and it would split. This S part would split. It would split open. Nothing was missing. It just would split. Kitein azush nivkas biwasachama. It's like a fig that splits when it's hot outside and not missing anything, just kind of like it opens up, but nothing, no pieces are missing. Or ukibikas do. You have a valley, shinivkas bimosa gjama, but ino chaser klum. Where in the rain season, the valley kind of forms, but nothing's missing. It just kind of like forms on its own. Where else do we have the Avnei Ephod beforehand? The Avnei Ephod. Where else do we have them in Sota?
We're arguing about the letters.
Okay, that, yeah, that's so good. Excellent. What else we have besides that? Good. The letters you had, the names of the different, it's 25 each side. What else do we have? Other things we had over here, the names on stones. What else do we have them? One more place.
We were like saying the order of what the names are going in.
Excellent. Also, like, very good. Also, excellent. One more place. One more place. This one you know better than all the other ones. This is a famous one that you've heard before you even started Sota with me.
Does it have to do with the lighting up?
Not lighting up.
Lit up.
Not lighting up.
No.
Yosef. Yosef, when he's about to have the affair, right? So he sees that his father says to him, you see your name over here on these stones? Your name's here. It's going to be gone in a minute if you don't stop what you're doing. Remember the whole Yosef? Remember that, guys? Sound familiar? Okay. A little further. Almost done. A little further. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Shamir Zeh Briyaso Kisaora. Mishesh Yimei Breshes Nivra. This Shamir, it's created as a little tiny little barley size creature, and it's created from the first 6 days of creation. Vein Kol Davar Kasha Yechol Amo Bifanav. It's this unusual worm. Nothing hard can stand in its way. The Mama Shaman said, how do you keep it? How do you watch it? Shama Shaman Oso. Korchen Oso Bifugin Shal Tzemer. You wrap it up in like in balls of wool. Minichen Oso Beitani Shal Eivir Mlea Subi Sorin. And you put it into a tube of lead. Eivir is lead. A lead tube. And it's filled with barley grains. Subi Sorin. Subi is grains and Sorin is barley. Barley grains. Where else we have Sorin in Masechet Sota? Who remembers? Yeah, Aaron, what do you got?
The Korban of a Sota is barley because she acted like an animal and barley is animal food.
What else was barley besides Sota? What else was barley? Remember? You said already, Aaron? You say it? Maybe you said I missed it. You say it already? What it was? Another minchah that was barley?
Omer?
Yes, excellent. Excellent, the Omer. Very good. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. We just did the part, sorry. Amar Rabbi Ami, Mishachar B'Yisrael, Mitzvah Rishon, Bala, Shira, Pardasa, V'Zchukus Levana. When the first base was destroyed, Shira Pardasa means like fine silk and white glass. Zchukus Levana is white glass. That no longer we have those in the world. Tan Ami Hachi, we have a Bryce as well that supports this idea. Mishachar B'Yisrael, Mitzvah Rishon, Bala, Shira, Paranda, Zchukus Levana, V'Rechev Barzel, and iron chariots also were destroyed. No longer in the world. Also, congealed wine that came from a place called Sneer that was like fig cakes, these delicious cakes that also was a delicacy and no longer were they there after it was destroyed. Finally, last part for today, last part. Nofes Tufim. What does Nofes Tufim mean? It's nectar. Mine of a Tufim. Amarav Soles Shatsafa Algabi Nafa. It was like bran, it was grains that like floated onto the sifter. I mean, it was such thick, juicy grain. That it like floated on top of like if we sifted it, it would like float to the top. That's how precious, that's how delicious the grains were. And that stopped basically destroyed, it stopped as well. It was like domil isa shenigusha b'devash v'shem. It's like matzah shira. It's like dough that was kneaded with honey and with oils. V'levi amar shtei kikaros nekos b'tanur v'tov chos b'olos zu ach magad zu l'zum. And Levi says it's like two doughs that were put into a tanur. They were stuck onto the side of a tanur and they both tov chos, they swelled up. And they eat. They met each other in the middle. They touched each other in the middle. Magazu Lazu touched in the middle. That's how juicy and again how great the dough was. Rishuv Levi Omar Zed Dvash Abaminat Sifia. It's Dvash that came from the hills. My match. Where do you see this idea that Dvash from the hills was a special Dvash? I'm talking about Roshesius. Roshesius explained the pasuk about Devorim in the Chumash. He used an Aramaic translation about to be Kimad Dinasazan Dabri Asa Veshaita Berome Alma Umasyan Dubsha Me Isve Tura, which means. It's kimah, it's like dinazin that they bring forth. Dabriyasa, devorim, the bees. The bees bring forth the shaitan and they fly b'romei alma in the hides of the world. Umasan dubsha be'isva detura. And they bring out dubsha, devash, from the hills of the mountains. Be'isva detura, the hills of the mountains. That's what sifia is. They bring this beautiful devash from the hills. Tanhasa was taught over there called nitzok tower chut mitvash zifim v'tzifuhatzvichim. Nitzok means if I pour in. If you have one kli that's tahor and one kli that's tameh, and I'm pouring from the tahor kli to the tameh kli, we say whatever you pour in from tahor to tameh, the tahor kli is still. Dill, give me one second. We'll be dealing in 1 minute. We'll just finish up one seer real quickly. So that what you pour in from the tahor kli to the tameh kli, so the lacha is that that the tahor kli is still tahor, that it's not connected. It doesn't make a connection between tahor and tameh, except for two liquids, dvash zifim and safichim. Safichim is like batter. And dash zifim is this unique type of honey. It's very, very thick. And therefore, it's so thick that it makes a connection between the two kalim and it transfers some from the tameh kli back up to the tahor kli. Now it's also tameh. But otherwise, liquids usually are less thick. It doesn't transfer tameh like that. Amar b'yochanan b'nei adam zifim divrayim. Sorry, I skipped it. I apologize. What does it mean zifim? What does it mean dvash zifim? Amar b'yochanan dvash shem zifim bo. It was dvash that they were able to make counterfeit, meaning they were able to like water it down. It was so thick. Zifim is like to make a counterfeit. they were able to make it counterfeit and make it, and it was so thick they were able to make it more more ready to be used. Where else did the word ziyuf before? We had the word ziyuf in Masechet Sota. You remember where it was? Zayfin, something like that. The word ziyuf, and the word meant there falsify. Remember that was? It's on daf. It's on daf. It's on daf. As we get, as we 1 minute, we do 1 minute. You can stay on here, but we'll be within 1 minute. Ah, come on, guys. It had to do with the placements of where the mountains were. And he, here, Lama Gimel Obeis. Lama Gimel Obeis. You stay on, boys, stay on. We're about to get to Rabbi Stark in a minute. Lama Gimel Obeis. It had a discussion over here about Ziyafti Sifrei Kutim. The Kutim's Sifarim were proven wrong because they knew, had to know that, that Shechem and Elam were in the same place. Remember the whole thing we had? Ziyaftim, Lama Gimel Obeis. Okay, anyways. Last two lines, then we're going to stop and we're going to give this over to the next Chabura. Next group over here. Give me 1 second. Says the Gemara. Rish Lakish argues, no, it's not because it was such great, it was called Dvash Zefim because it was so great. Rather, it was because it was from a place called Zif. Al-Shemakomo, the Chsev, Zif, Batelem, Ubalos, from the different places. So that's why it was called Dvash Zefim, from a place called Zif. We have a similar idea. Kyoti Badavra, Taomer, Vo Hazifim, Vayomer Lisho, Halo David. Says the Zifim came and said the shovel isn't David over here. My Zif, what does he mean? Zifim, Rabbi Yochanan, Bnei Adam, Shem Zifim, Divrayim. They falsified their words. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Al Shem Mekoman, Kedichsev, Zif, Batelam, Balos. They're called the Zifim because they came from a place called Zif. Zif is a place, Telam is a place, Balos is a place. We'll stop over here. Kol HaKavod to you boys. I'll text you later on to see what time we're going to finish up the Masechta. Can't wait.